Mute your line. Press star 6. To unmute, press...
Do you think the guys understand that now, knowing what's at stake?
I think everybody understands it. I mean, maybe there's one or two younger guys who don't understand how important it is, but I think, you know, for the guys that we have on this team, we all know how important it is to be out there, so there's no concern about that. We know we're going to get it turned around, and we know that that's something that'll be fixed.
Thanks a lot, Mathias.
Mathias, what do you remember about the first and only other time you played the Jets in a regular season game? The different feeling that you know, playing a team that's not a rival but is a rival, that kind of thing.
I mean, it's one of those environments that's electric. You know, you got two teams that share a building. You know, we hang out, we live, and you know everything within close quarters, and we share some fans. You know, we just understand that it's a big game, regardless of how often we're going to see them. You know, just because of how big of or how passionate the fans are on both sides.
The fact that this is essentially a playoff elimination type game, what do you expect it to be like on Saturday?
I mean, it's going to be do or die. You know, we got two teams that are fighting for us. The only thing we're concerned about is, like I said yesterday, was achieving our ultimate goal, which is winning the Super Bowl. And so, you know, our playoffs have already started. You know, fortunately, we still have another opportunity to accomplish that goal. And this week is it's going to be huge for us.
You guys, to win on its own merits, sort of, to keep going here. Does it help you or hurt you that there's going to be all this hype and hoopla about who you're playing this week?
I mean, I think it's irrelevant because of the situation that we're in. So if it was a hype game or if it was a low, not a very big publicized game, we would still approach it the same way because for us, the environment, those things are exciting when you're looking back on your season or on your career. But when you're in the middle of it, it's all about getting that win. So because of what we have at stake, it's a big game for us regardless.
Besides, how can you essentially put a Band-Aid on things now? What are things that you can do better? You're not going to get new bodies in the secondary. You're not going to get more linebackers right now. You're not going to magically heal OC. What can you guys really do in these last two games?
We can just focus. We can wake up in the morning tomorrow and prepare and practice the way that we need to, the way that we should, and the way that we normally do. And then when we get out there on game day, just go hard. Everybody goes hard. Everybody sells out, and everybody knows exactly what they're supposed to be doing on every play, every formation, every series. Then we have more than a great chance of winning. We can get it done. So there's no magic that needs to be done. It's just those 11 guys on the field have to decide. You know what? This is a game we're going to win, and when we do that, we'll come out with a win.
Yesterday, several guys after the fact said, well, looking back, maybe we didn't prepare as well as we had. Do you ever sense that during the week? Like, did you feel last Thursday, that wasn't really as intensive a practice as we needed, or last Saturday that wasn't the greatest walkthrough? Do you ever know it when you're...
I think hindsight's 20/20. Obviously, I think coaches have the best perspective of that because they're watching every practice from the sidelines, and they can kind of judge and gauge when you're out there. For me, when I'm out there, I'm going as hard as I can every week. So, in past, maybe there have been times where we practiced in the same fashion and we came out with a win, and that's just you're basically getting lucky. And this time, if that was the case, if that's how the coaches feel, then there has to be some merit to it. But it came back to haunt us. So, that's something that we can learn from, and going forward, we can decide, starting today, that that's not going to be the case next week.
Mathias, you guys have not been a very big trash-talking team this year, so what's it like to play a team like the Jets, where a day after they lose, Rex Ryan's already coming out and saying, we're better than the team across town? I mean, does that ever, incite you guys or make you want to talk a little bit, or do you just look at it as whatever, they're just blowing smoke?
I mean, talking trash isn't going to help you out there on the field. Some people need to do it to get themselves amped up. We're not that kind of team. When we're clicking because as a group we decide that, we're going to do this. And when you're out there on the field, it's football. People are going to talk to each other, but, there's no sense in my opinion, there's no sense in talking before the game or in the media or in the locker room. Because you have to go out there and prove it. And that's what we're all about. We're about going out there and beating people up and making sure that they understand why we came to play.
You think you're the better team in New York City?
I mean, I know we're the better team. Yeah, we just have to go out there and prove it.
I think that's one of the things Rex said today was that, you know, it's hard to make an argument that you're the better team when they've been to the championship game twice, 2 years in a row, and you guys haven't made the playoffs.
And that's fun. I mean, the beautiful thing about it is we're going to find out real soon, so I'm not worried about anything anybody says, especially somebody who's not going to have pads on.
That's not padding?
Say it again.
It's a joke, gang.
Guys, you know, y'all said after the Packers game that we're already in the playoffs. So then, I mean, if you really were already in the playoffs, yesterday would be one and done. When you look at it, was the urgency not there, and is there some reason you expect the urgency to be there this week?
I mean, I expect the urgency to be there this week because of, if nothing else, because of what happened last week, you know, or yesterday. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, for whatever reason, we didn't have it. You know, we got to be honest about it. We didn't have the intensity. We didn't have the execution. We didn't have the attention to detail. And, you know, I mean, given what's at stake, there's no way we can come out the same way this week. But, yeah, because of the way that we let down yesterday, you know, I feel like that'll be a little extra push for us, if nothing else, just to, for everybody to want to put good football on film.
Two of your fellow linemen, Chris Canty and Justin Tuck, both used the word embarrassed yesterday. Is that, I mean, how do you feel about that? Is that an indictment, or is that kind of how you felt too? Have you been embarrassed on a football field?
Yeah, no, I mean, that was very accurate. I mean, I don't think they're talking about themselves individually, but I think, you know, we're all part of a team. You know, so what the team does, regardless if it's offense, defense, special teams, you know, we're directly responsible for it. You know, if we see something going wrong on special teams, we have the ability to change it either by saying something or putting ourselves out there or, you know, asking the coach to put us out there, whatever it is. So this is our team. We're a group. We win as a team. We lose as a team. And I think, yeah, using the word embarrassed was